Chapter 10 Inquest. 3 days later, I am back in London. Most of the intervening time seems to be spent in interview rooms, doing debriefs and going over every last aspect of events. When I'm not talking myself hoarse, I'm fed institutional food and sleep in a Spartan institutional bed. Officer's mess or something. The flight back to London is an anticlimax, and I go straight from the airport to Allen's hospital bed. It's in a closed bay off a ward devoted to tropical diseases in one of the big London teaching hospitals. There's a staff nurse on the desk out in front, and a police officer on the door. "Hi," I say. "I'm here to see Allen Barnes." The nurse barely looks up. "No visitors for Mr. Barnes." He goes back to studying someone else's medication chart. I lean on the front of the nursing station. "Look," I say, "personal friend and co-worker. It's visiting hours, please." This time the nurse looks at me. "You really don't want to see him," he says. The cop straightens up and takes notice of me for the first time. I pull my warrant card. "How is he?" I ask. The nurse exhales sharply. "He's stable for now, but we may have to move him to the ICU at short notice. It isn't pretty." He glances at the cop. "We can arrange to call you if there's any change." I glance at the officer of the law, who is inspecting my warrant card as if it's the clue to a particularly nasty murder. "Are you going to let me in or not?" The cop looks at me sharply.
"You can go in, Mr. Howard."
She opens the door and steps inside first, not bothering to give me back the card.
"No more than 5 minutes," calls the nurse.
It's a small room with no window, fluorescent lights and a trolley bed surrounded by machines that have far too many dials and knobs for comfort. A trolley beside the bed is draining bags of transparent fluid into the arm of the bed's occupant by way of a vicious-looking cannula. The bed's occupant is reclining on a mound of pillows. His eyelids flicker open as I come in. He smiles.
"Bob."
"I came as soon as they let me go," I say. I reach into my inner pocket for the card, barely noticing the policewoman behind me tense. When she sees the envelope, she relaxes again. "How are you feeling?"
"Like shit." He grins cadaverously. "Like the world's worst ever case of Montezuma's revenge. Have you been all right, lad?"
"Can't complain much. They haven't given me a chance to talk to Mo, and I spent the first day back being prodded by the witch doctors. I think they like the colour of my bile or something." I'm babbling. "Get a grip. Guess there was enough concrete between you and me. Have they let you talk to, Hillary? Is the food okay?"
"Food."
He turns his head to look at the cannula in his arm. His skin is brown and ulcerated and seems to be hanging loose, patchy white flakes falling from the underlying reddish tissue.
"Seem to be eating through a hose these days, Bob."
He closes his eyes.
"Not seen Hillary. Shit, I'm tired. Feverish too, some of the time."
His eyes open again.
"You'll tell her?"
"Tell her what, Alan?"
"Just tell her."
The policewoman clears her throat behind me.
"Yeah, I'll tell her," I say.
Alan doesn't give any sign of showing that he's heard me. He just nodded right off, like an 80-year-old on Valium. I open the envelope and put the card in it on his bedside table, where he'll see it when he wakes up. If. He always knew he'd die in his own bed.
Tell Hillary?
I turn and walk through the door, blind to the world. The cop follows me out, shutting it carefully.
"Do you know who did that to him, Mr. Howard?"
she asks quietly. I stop, clench my fists behind my back. "Sort of," I say quietly.
"They won't be doing it to anyone else, if that's what you're asking.
If you'll give me back my card now, I have to go into the office and make sure someone's told his wife where he is. I take it you'll let her in." She glances at the nurse.
"Up to him."
She nods at me. Then some misplaced piece of Metropolitan Police customer relations training kicks in on autopilot. "Have a nice day now."